We end up Chof Ches Amid Aleph, starting the third Perek. Omar Lehem HaMemune Tzu Uru'u Imigiyah Zman HaShchite. The Memune told that someone should go out and look, we'll see, go out on the roof, and look if the Zman HaShchite arrives. Im Higiyah Horoya Oimer Barkoi. So the one who saw the Alois HaShachar, or the Heya Pnei Mizroch, said Barkoi. Let us see what Rashi says. Omalem HaMemune Hu Askan. Tzu Ure'u Al HaChoyma Oy Al HaGag. Im Igiz Man HaShchite, Shchitas HaTomet. Kloimar Im Heya HaMizroch, Shashchita Psula Balayla Kedersiv B'yoyim Zivchachem. Now, I thought it's a shtickel raya from this Rashi, and later, Baruch Hashem, I found the Aruch HaShulchan brings the raya. The Mishneh Berurah in Simen Pei Tes brings down a machloikes, the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chodosh with the Eli Rabbe and the Goyim. The Magen Avraham says, Meikar Adin, the beginning of Yoim is Alois HaShachar. And the exact translation of Alois HaShachar is Kshehivrik HaShachar Kinekude Bilvad. That means the first sign of light. It's a Kinekude Bilvad, it's like a pinpoint. That is Alois HaShachar. The Magen Avraham says, V'chayshin andul ma'osi lemiti l'chein binen heyer ha-mizrach. The inyan of Heyer HaMizrach is a Darabonadike Shir, which is after Alois HaShachar. That is to ensure that we're not making a mistake. The Ele Rabbe and the Goyin hold that Me'ikar Adin we need Heyer HaMizrach, that the Ruach HaMizrach should be lit up. And it would seem from Rashi, Rashi says, Man Shchite, Shchitas HaTomid, Kloimar, when is the Zman of Shchitas HaTomid? Im Heyer HaMizrach. That is the Zman Shchite. Shashchita Psula Balayla. So Vaitas von Rashi, before Heyer HaMizrach, that is considered Layla. And I found the Chashulchan Simen Peites, if Cotton Yodala brings a Raya from this Rashi. Haroya Ze Sha'ola Legag. The Roya is the one that went up to the roof. Barkoi, Loshen Tzoyar, a loshen of light, of shine. Kamoi Leman Heyei Lo Borok Eiru Verokim. Masya Ben Shmuel Oimer Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevrein Vuhu Oimer Heim. Ad Shehu Bechevrein Ad Sheniro HaTzoyar Ad Chevrein. Tiferes Yisrael explains Chevrein was Droimis Mizrachis of Yerushalayim. And he explains, the Gemara says in Erevin, that in Ayoyim Oruch, the Chama is Yoitze Bekeren Mizrachis Tzefainis. The Yitzi of the Chama is Mizrach Tzofen. Is Nimtza Ad Chevrein Heiru Pnei Kola Mizrach. That means Chevron already could be in Ayoyim Oruch, that is already, that there was that Heye Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Ad Shenira HaTzoyar Ad Chevrein. Vuhu Amalem Hein Meforish B'Gemore. Who is speaking? Who the who is? We'll see a whole sugya later in the Gemara. V'lama Hutzrechu Lekach. Why was it necessary? Lalois Legag V'lirois. L'chayre, the Azore was exposed. They could figure out from the light on the Karkois HaZore, Shepam Achas Olam Moir HaLevono, Vidimu Sheheir Mizrach, once it became light from the Levone, the Seif HaChodesh, you could have the Levone, is Oile Samach LaLois HaShachar, Vidimu Sheheir Mizrach, the one that impression that was Heir HaMizrach, V'shochtu HaSatomit, V'itziyuhu LeBeis HaSreifet. They had to burn this tomid. It was a tomid shenishchata bipsul. Hayridu kayin gadol lebeis hatfila. Then they brought down the Kohen Gadol lebeis hatfila. Zeh haklal oyo b'mikdash. That means as soon as it became yom, so they brought the Kohen Gadol to the beis hatfila. I stoist that the tefila said to be by yom. Zeh haklal oyo b'mikdash. This has nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. Kol hameisach esraglov ton tefila. A person who was oisit tzroch of gdoilem, so he needed tefila. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Lama hutzuchu lekach, lalis legag veliris, olam eravono, tzomach, others agaris, timur halavone, we'll have laid in the gemara at beis hachaloshen, or moir halavone, somuch leshaches. Bedimu vechishvu vechila beis hasreifek shehivinu, when they realized shenishchat balayla. Heiridu kain godlu mefol rishlo bigmore. Meisach raglov, nekovim hagdoilam. Voloshen meisach kamoi ilon hameisach al haoretz. Ilon that is spread out, that is shading or covering the earth. Lefi she atzorich le nekovim gdoilam. Kireya al Birkov, and the Loshon Habach is Mechase Eskufoi the Es Raglov. So his guf and raglayim are covered, since he's in such a matzev of yeshiva. Vechein b'sholksi v'sham ba'orav yovishol lehosech es raglov. Kiddush yadayim v'raglayim min hakir. Zok the Gemara. Tanya, the Shaila is, what was the Loshen that the Roya said? So in our Mishnah it says, HaRoya Oymer Bar Koi. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Oymer Borak Bar Koi. That's a Loshen that it became light. Borak Bar Koi. Rabbi Kiva Oymer Ola Bar Koi. So Rashi says, Heyer Yoiser mi Borok. This is a darger, it's much lighter than Borok. Ola Barkoi. Nechume ben apikshoyen oimer, af Barkoi bechevroim. Mashe ben Shmuel, amamun al payosus oimer, Heyer pnei kol amizroch, atche bechevroim. Abyude ben Seir oimer, Hey apnei kol amizach ad bechevrein, viyotzu kol ha'om, ish l'malachti. He was able to see how the people went out already l'malachto. Like the Gemara, if he's able to see this, yohche nogalei tubis, so it's very light outside. If the workers are going out l'malachet, so the Gemara says, lisker pe'alem kamrinen. Don't mean that the workers are going out, I mean that the employers are going out, the Balabatim are going out to search for employees, and this was before the Alois HaShachar. So Kaponim, this was more or less in the same time. So what does Rashi say? Liskel Poyalim Hayotsu Ish L'Malachtoi Lav Ala Poyalim Koi Ela Balabayishu Mashkim B'Yoysa Limtsoi Poyalim Liskel. Oma Rav Safre, Tzloiso da Avrom, the Tvilis Minche of Avrom Avinu was Mechi Meshachri Kaisli. As soon as the Kaisel, the Kaisolois, became dark, that means as follows. Kozman, the Chama is Bemizrach, so the sun is shining on the Pnei HaMizrach of the Kaisel, so the Kaisel is not dark. There's light on it. When the Shor Shishis passes by, now it becomes Chatzais, so now the Chama is Bereish Kol Odom. So the Chama is not on an angle, it's directly over the Kaisel. So then the Kaisel, which till now was light because of the rays of the sun, now it becomes dark. The sun is shining directly on the top of the Kaisel, and the sides of the Kaisel become dark. So as soon as it became Chatzais, That was the Zman of Tzloisei da Avram, the Tfilah of Avram, which means Tfilas Minche. As she says, Tzloisei da Avram, Tfilas Ha'erev Shaloi, which means Suach Ba'erev, state by Minche by Yitzhak Avinu. By where Miyachas Tfilas Minche to Avram Avinu, Tzloisei da Avram, for the Sikh Yitzhak says, because Avram Avinu was Mesakin Tfilas Shachris for the Welt. Yitzhak was Mesakin Tfilas Minche for the Welt. The Minche was Tzloisei Davrom. This, he wasn't Mesakin for the Welt. This was his private Tfilah. For himself. That's why it's called Tzloisei Davrom. Tfilas Ha'erev Shaloi. Is Mechi Mishachri Kaisoli. When the Kaisolis become dark, Chaimais Ha'poinais LeMizrach. The Chayme, which is facing Mizrach, Shehilbinu, that they became very light, Mehoneitza Chama Habomina Mizrach V'neitzetzes Aleim, when the sun is directly shining on them, Ubetchilash Sheva Shois, so soon as it becomes the beginning of the Shor Shviyis, Shachama Be'emtza Orekia, Bereish Kolodom, Eina Oise Omud. So there's no shadow, Ela Tachtayim Mashchirin Oison Aksolim. Only the sides of the kaisel become dark. Because the sun is only shining and hitting the reish kaisel. Umeitzal hudoi shel svas ovyoi al skifas kaisel. And the edge of the top of the kaisel casts a shade on the whole length of the whole height of the kaisel. Then it starts becoming shades. The tzlolim of Meirev, the kori erev. That's already this man, that's kubayna arbaim, tzilulay erev, the shade which is cast towards Mizrach. So Rav Safra said that Avraham Avinu was mispalo minche as soon as it became Chatzos. What was the Indian to daven Minche so early? So the Sfas Emes wants to say, the Nochem Lekayim HaMitzvah Miyad Kshenire Shinui Seder Hazmanim Shakodish Bochu Mishane Hoitim. He says there are different zmanim, and as soon as the zman comes, erev avoker v'tzaroyim asicha, tzaroyim es tfilas minche, so memele, so as soon as the zniker, the shinei hazman, so there's a mitzvah to daven. So Avraham Avinu, he davened minche gdeile, before Mincha Gdeila, as soon as it became Chatzos, Avraham Avinu davened. So, the Rav Safra is not telling us an historical fact. Rav Safra seems to tell us that we should learn from the Anhog of Avraham Avinu. Omar Rav Yosef, Anan me Avraham, Nekem v'nigma, Becken sich zustellen, Miidmalai, Miishvalai, Avraham Avinu. This Rizis of Avraham Avinu? Yeah, that was Avraham Avinu. As soon as it became Chatzos, he davened, but we're not in this darge. Omar Rove, why not? Tani Goma me Avraham, we learn out from the Anhogas of Avraham. Banan Loigam Rini Minei, so why can't we learn out from Avraham? The Sanya Vayoy Mashmini Yimel Besar Olosai. The Torah says that the Mitzvah Smilas Vayoy Mashmini, Melamed Shekol Hayoyim Kosher Lemila, that the whole day is Kosher Lemila. Eloshaz Rizim Magdim Ele Mitzvahs. So, but I'll upon him that the yom is kosher, but the vayashkem Avraham baboika. So we see, we learn out from the anhog of Avraham Avinu. So what's Rav Yosef's kasha? Elo Omar Rav Yosef, Elo Omar Rove Rav Yosef, Hoko kashele. Rav Yosef had a different kasha. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Chal Arvei Psochem Liyois Be'erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach is Chal Erev Shabbos, so then we have a problem. we have to make sure that not only is the Korban Pesach geschochten, Erev Pesach, which was a phenomenal accomplishment, since there's so many psochim, but the Korban Pesach had to be roasted also Erev Shabbos, in order to be able to eat it, the Leil Shabbos, by the Seder. So we learned in the Mishnah, Chal Arve Psochem Liyes Berev Shabbos, Nishchat B'sheish U'machze. So they were Magdim, this man Shchitas HaTomit, the earliest, which was Sheish U'machze, V'korev V'sheva U'machze. The Nishchita, if you'll say that the Zman Minche, and Minche in Tvilas Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, and that's the Zman of Bein Arbayim, is Nishchete Mechim Meshachri Koisli. So Memele, so why didn't they make it a half an hour earlier? So Kochach Weistach Ois, that was Rav Yosef's Kasha, so Kochach Weistach Ois, from the Anhog in the Beis HaMikdash, that the earliest one can daven Mincha, or one can be Makrib the Tomid, is M'shei Shemachzeh. Not Shai Shalom. That was Rav Yosef's Kasha. Frag de Gemore umay Kushe. V'dilme koisle de Beis HaMikdosh v'sheish umachze mishchari mishum deloy mechav nituve. So maybe, so Shasemis wants to say about that if the Indian was that when it was Nikir the Shini Azman, so in the Beis HaMikdosh the Heker came about by sheish umachze. Let us see Rashi. Anan mi Avrom nekem v'nigmer bosel alamdeinu liyes rizim k'Avrom chaliyes be'erev Shabbos utzrach lemayer tomid shal bein abayim b'chol yecheiles lefi shapsochim nishretu acho b'tzorech letzaloisam mi bo'id yoyim amrinen hosom makminu le'adine that we were not ma'acher the shritas atomid. So why didn't they shecht it? Mitchila sheva. So the Gemara says, "Deloy mechavni." They havu zekufim betzimtzum. They were not exactly straight. That means that the wall of the Beis HaMikdosh was more or less triangular shaped. So memele afilu be'emtza hayoyim, the sides of the wall where the sun shined on them. So those Mishri Kaisel first occurred Mishay Shemachze. So in the Beis HaMikdosh, the simen of, that means they have to make sure that it's Zman Minche. So in the Beis HaMikdosh, since the walls were not built perfectly straight, so the first time they could be assured that it was Zman Mincha was Shei Shemachze. Avraham Avinu could be had better walls, or more mechuvendike walls. So Memele, he was able to daven Mincha half an hour earlier. So that was the maimer of Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said that Be'etzem, a person should daven Mincha as soon as it becomes Chatzais. Avraham Avinu was able to know Chatzais as soon as it became Chatzais. The Beis HaMikdash Eistis, they weren't able to know this. Inami, Shani Avraham, the Itztagninus G'dayla Hoysa Beliboy. Avraham Avinu was a Chochem Binyoni Mazolet. To what Rashi says, it's Tagninus liyes Boki Bahalichais Hamazolis. It was a Boki Bahalichais Hamazolis, Utchilais Hashois. The Hochi Tanya Baba Basra Shembechas Avram Bakel Itzagninis Gedoy Lohisa Beliboy, that he had a, was able to encompass Meirdeki Yedias Benyonim Hazolas, Chomal Kemizel Chomayev Mashkimela Pisra Lishel Bemazolas, so Memela Avram Avinu was able to be Mechavin exactly when Chatzoises. We do not have the knowledge and capabilities of Avram Avinu, so therefore we have to wait to say Shemachzet, that we are sure that now it's Al Kaponim's Man Mincha. Inami Mishum Dezokein V'yoyshe V'yeshiva Have. Maybe another reason Avram Avinu was able to be Mechavin is Man Mincha, because he was Azokin V'yoyshe V'yeshiva. Now, what is Pshat in that? So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, Inami zkeinim yeshem v'yeshiva hayu kloima shchina imohem. That means that because they were dveikim b'teire, they were zeiche to ashchos hashchina. So if one is zeiche to ashchos hashchina, so one could be mechaven the zman. One knows exactly when the zman is. So it would seem, that's the chmira the Gemara saying, that we learned before that the Bayis Sheni was chaser heidvorim from the Bayis Rishon. One of the heidvorim was that chaser shchina. So it could very well be that by the Bayis Rishon could be the erev Pesach Shchaliyos erev Shabbos could be they shechted that the Talmud was geshachten from Seif Sheish. There was Shechina also. By the Bayis Sheni, there was no Shechina. So then they, in order to make sure that they're doing it the right time, so they had to wait till Sheish Umachza. The Gvura Sari asks Akasha, he says he doesn't understand the sugya. The Rav Safra said that Avram Avinu davened Mishay Shemachze. Rav Yosef asked Akasha, very good, you're not telling us historical facts. Now what you're telling us that we should duplicate Anhogis Avram Avinu. Anami Avram Nekim V'nigme. That was Rav Yosef's kasha. So Rava told him, yeah, we learn out. I mean, there's reasons we learn out. But what's the kasha? If that can duplicate. So then the Gemara, so then Rava said, no. He's asking a different kasha. L'chaire, his kasha was that you see in the Hoka kasha, we see that in the Beis HaMikdash alone, they started davening, they were makriv the Tomid Shalbein Abayim Shei Shemachze. And so how could you say that Avraham Avinu, this man Tfilis Mincha, which is the Mincha Tfilis Kenegat Tmidim Tikno, that it's the Seif Sheish? So what did the Gemara answer on this? So the Gemara answered on this, that Bemison, this man of Avraham Avinu, that is the Ascholas Azman, and the Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't be Mechaven for a number of reasons. Or the second and third Tzilutzim Zichah, Avraham Avinu was a Gewaldige Bokei Mazolis, Avraham Avinu had Ascholas Hashchina, so Al Koponim, so Avraham Avinu was able to daven the second it became Zman Minche, he was able to start davening. But we can't do that. That's it. So now that was Rabbi Yosef's kasha b'Emerson. And nan nekem v'nigma. So how could we learn? So what are you telling us right? What Avraham Avinu do? We're back to the old kasha. We're back now to the old kasha. So what's the teret for the kasha? So what's getting Roman Avraham? We can't duplicate Avraham Avinu because we don't know when Chatzos is. So we have to wait and half an hour later. So So the Gvur Sari wants to say that Be'emesin is telling us something. He's telling us that Be'emesin, the Zman Mincha starts from Chatzos. That we see from Avraham Avinu. When Zman Mincha starts, Redzach Nishayim, that means if we wouldn't have Rav Safra, I would learn the Mishnah in Tamid Nishchat, and I would say that Zman Mincha starts Mishay Shemachze. Lulei Divrei Rav Safra. Rav Safra came and told us, no, Zman Mincha starts Seif Sheish. So what's that in the Mishnah? Because Avraham Avinu was a Gevaldike Yadin. He was able to know exactly when the Zman Mincha starts. We do not know. So Lamainaf Gemina, if a person will daven before Shei Shemachta, if the Gvura Sari, if he davens before Shei Shemachta, so but the Ebedi wanted him to daven over again. Al Kaponim, that means even though Lechatchile, we can't try to duplicate Avraham Avinu because we could be making a mistake. About Kaponim and Egei Elonu, so we daven from Shei Shemachtzim. About Egei Elonu, if a person, Lamaise did daven before Shei Shemachtzim, so Lamaise won't have to daven over again. That's what the Gvura Sari says. La Aloche, the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, brings a Machlokes Achreinim. Others hold that Chazal made now as man, and if you daven before, it doesn't have a Teres Tefillah. Not the soul, but the Ebed will help from Seif Shoshishis. But upon him, that's how the Gevura Sari learns Pshat in our Gemara. Let us see Rashi. It's Tagnidnos Liyes Boki Balichas Amazoles Otchilois Hashois Toch Esanye Bobo Babasre Beshem Erevzom Ravokol Otnigis Dei Lohis Velibe Vechol Malki Mizrach Amayrev Ashkim le pischoi lishel be mazolis. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Da oma rav chome be rav chanine, mi meyem shel aviseinu le porsho yeshive mehem. They always were yoishve be yeshive. Be mitzrayim yeshive imo shenema leich vasavto ezikne Yisrael. Oyu Bamidbo Yeshivaimo, Shnama Isfali Shivemish Mizikna Yisrael. Avraham Avinu Zokin, Yoshivi Yeshivoy, Shnema Vom Zokin, Bobayomi. Yitzhak Avinu Zokin, Yoshivi Yeshivoy, Shnema Viki Zokin, Yitzhak Yakavinu Zokin, Yoshivi Yeshivoy, Shnema Veine Yisrael Kovdu Mizoik. We're speaking about my Polsha Yeshiva. And we bring a raya from Zikne, from the Loshen Zikne. So the Ben Yoyoda says, that they all say, the Mashah says, the Gemara says in Kedushin that Zikne is a Loshen, Zokein Zeshe Kona Chochma. Zokein is Zeshe Kona Chochma. So, and the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Ovis, Marbe Yeshive, Marbe Chochma. So that means, if the Pasuk says that it was Kona Chochma, that's what the Zikna means. So Akochoch, they were Marbe be Yeshiva. It can't be otherwise. That's the only way, not a good head, it's only through Yeshiva. Marbe Yeshiva, Marbe Chochma. The Ritva says, on Vahiki Zokin Yitzchok Vetechena Einav Mirois, so he says, How did Chazal know to say that here it means Zokin Yitzchok Zeh Shekona Chochma Ein Mikra Yaitzim Idei Pshutai? Ki Zokin Yitzchok, he became old, so his sight became weakened. And by Yaakov also, Ein Yisrael Kovdu Mizoikin. Why didn't you learn there? By Yisrael Shivish Mizikne Yisrael, but that means the Zekainim, the Zikne Ha'om. But over here, by the obvious, how did Chazal know that it means here also, Zikna means Kinyan Chochmeh? So the Ritva says something very interesting. The Ritva says, Chas v'sholem, mishum roiv yomim kovdu einayim. That because they were old, they were unable to see. The Hoksiv v'koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach. Fakert, the B'kayv Hashem yachlifu koyach. So memele, they get new koyches. Age is not a factor of 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 Chalishas HaKoyach by Koyvei Hashem. So then it's schwer. So what is wise Vatechena Eino Meroish? Elo Mish Meroiv Rigilusom B'Yeshiva V'Tushiyo Teiras Kol Tushiyo Shemateshes Koychei Shel Odom Kovdu Einayim. That means Chazal were unable to understand Ve'Einei Yisrael Kovdu Mizaykin. Zaykin can't mean old age. Of Iki Zokya and Yitzhak, you can't mean old age, because the Kaivei Hashem Yachlifu Kach. So Al-Kolchach, Pshat and Posik is, that if the Torah is giving a reason for they were unable to see, Al-Kolchach is because from the Ribui HaYeshiva, because Torah is Mateshes Kaichai Shalodo. Eliezer, Eved Avrom, Zokin, V'yoyshev, V'yeshiva, Oye. Shenema, V'yoymer, Avrom, El Avdoi, Zekan, Beisoi, Hamoyshel, B'chol, Asheloi. So to say, Pshat, Hamoyshel, B'chol, Asheloi, what does a person have? The Mishnah says, in the same Elavim, Lo'odom, the Nechosim, that's not his. He doesn't have that. So Asheloi is the Torah that he has. Amoishel b'chol Asheloi, that was Torah's Avraham Avinu. So Memele in that, and the b'chol Asheloi, it was Zekan Beisai. So Vayistachois, it was also a Yoshev b'yeshiva. Omar Abeleza, Shemoishel b'Torah's Rabbi. He was Moishel b'Torah's Rabbi. Hu damesek Eliezer, Oma Rabbalozo, Shedoilo Omashke, Miterose, Shel Rabbi Lachere. Oma Rab, that's me, others want to say that, Avraham Avinu tainted that, that the Tobin Shulma was Maftichim Zera, and he only has Alozo. So even though Hamalamed is Ben Chavere, he was afraid Hamalamed is Ben Chavere Terikil Yoldoi, that's how he'll be Mekai, that's how the Haftach will be in the sky with Alozo. But he held Alozo is Doila Umashke Miteirosi Shal Rabbi Lachem. He wasn't Moisef, he was only. He was Moishel b'chol Asheloi day lamashka meteros shel Rabbi, but he wanted a son to be Moishel b'avodas Hashem, not only to duplicate that what his father accomplished. Omar Rav, Kiyim Avraham Avinu kol haTorah kulo. Shenema Ekev asher shom Avraham b'koili, v'yishmer shmarti. Ye Omar l'Rav Shimi b'achiyo l'Rav v'eimer sheva mitzvot. How do you know that it means kol haTorah kulo? Ikanami mila. It's more than sheva mitzvahs. Ve'eima sheva mitzvahs amila. Amalayim kein mitzvoisai v'seiroisai lomali. So this is coming to tell us that it was mekayim kol haTorah kulo. Omar rove v'teima ravashi kiyem Avraham Avinu afilu eiruvi tavshilam. Shenemar teiroisai Achas Teire Shebiksav, Achas Teire Shebalpe. Let us see what Rashi says. Deilo Mashke, Nutriken Shel Damesek. Sheva Mitzvus, Nishtavelo Shal Kol Bnei Noich. Avo Teire, Loi Nitno Loi, how do you know it's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo? To Lai Ruvi Tavshilen, Shein Aloche Lo Moishe Mi Sinai, Elo Takona Seifrim Shaasidim Lesakim. Now, L'chayre, I think there'll be a shtickle raya from this Gemara, that the Gemara darshins from Teiroisai two Teires, Teire Shebiksav v'achas Teire Shebalpeh. So it's Mekayim Teire Shebalpeh. Now, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and Ramban, if the Gzeiris and Takonos Chazal fall into the gather of Leisoso. Ramban holds Leisoser is only going on the Droshes Chazal. Al the Chazal Darshan Adroshek, the Reshovek, Al the Choymer, the Oifen Alimudim, that is a Dinma Leisoser Mikola Shayeruche. But the Takonis, the Gzeiris, this is, it is not like Sosos, only had the Rabbonon Take. And the Rambam holds that, that the Gzeiris and Takonis also fall into the category of Leisosa. Lechere, if the Gemara Darshans von Teirei Sai, Erev Tavshilim, which was a Takone, that's Teirish Ebalpeh, so it would seem Lechere that the Takonis also fall into the category of Teirish Ebalpeh, would be Lechere Shtikol Raye to the Shitas Haramba. The Gemara Sari asks Akashe, the Gemara says over here that Kayim Avraham Avinu Afilu Erev Tavshilim. So why does the Gemara pick on Erev Tavshilim? What's the Yichus of Erev Tavshilim? Others are Geiris Eruv Etchumim, then the Dikas from Ekev, the Ekev Asher Shoma Avraham Bekoili, that the Hiluch Beikev. But here it says, but we Geiris Erev Tavshilim. So the Gvura Sari says as follows, that Bemison, the Gemara in Psochem, explains how does Erev Tavshilin work. How is one permitted to cook me Yontev L'Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin? So the Gemara, because it's a Gemara Achone, that he started the Achone before Yontev, now he's only Goymer Achone. But how is this Matar Meloche? So there's two mahalchim in the Gemara. There's one mahalch in the Gemara that tzolchei Shabbos nasim biyontiv. Just like one is permitted to cook miyontiv liyontiv, one is permitted to cook miyontiv liShabbos. Midrabon or not, so therefore on midrabon or not, a gemar, to be goymer already, that is permissible. Another madyoma says, we say, hoyel omikli yoyachim, that be'emison, you can't cook from yontiv liShabbos. But since there's a possibility that Oichim might come, that means even though by the Mevashel it's after his Suda, he just finished indulging in a Yontem de Kesuda, he's filled to the brim, by him it's not Negei anymore, there's no Tzairich Yontem anymore to cook again. But since there's a possibility, Oilo Miklo Oichim, since Oichim might come, so the Bishul is considered a Bishul at Tzairich Oichim. So Minatayre, because it is a potential tzeirich yontev. When one is cooking, since oichim I come, it's a potential tzeirich yontev. So mid rabbanon, they did not want to be matter, so mid rabbanon, we matter with an erev tavshilim. Zogt shagisarye, that ememsin, we don't have a problem of erev tavshilim. We have min ha-teire, let's say, according to second mahalach, v'seimachan hoyu. And Rabbanu, we have an Erev Tavshilin. But Avraham Avinu did have a problem. Because the Oichim of Avraham Avinu, Hoyle Miklo Oichim, his Oichim are Goyim. So Memele, he now has to cook for a Goy. So how is that Monashech of Avraham Avinu wanted to make him this? He had a problem. Because by him, there's no Heter min HaTeire to cook. You lost the Heter min Dereis. So he says either one of the two. Either Avraham Avinu held that Tolchei Shabbos Nasa Biyontif. That's what he held. So that's why he was able to be Mekayim Erev Tavshilin. Or he says, Amayra de Kechidish, which doesn't want to be Marech too much, brings a Raif in the Gemara in Psochim, that the Lomdus of Hoyel is not Hoyel Umikli Yoyachim. Oichim might come, there's a potential they might come. No, Hoyel can work if there would have been Oichim. Not because they might come. If now there would have been Oichim. So if there would have been Oichim now, I can cook for them. I can cook for them. The Gemara says in Psochim, a person who is kaishish, he's kaishish, awful, the Gemara wants to say that he's not over min ha-teire for the ksisha, because hoyle mikle dam tzipa. If there would be a dam tzipa over here, so he would be permitted to be kaisish the offer of the mitzvah of kisi adam. If there would have been a dam tzipa, but there's no dam tzipa here. I mean, so he says we see hoyle works not only this, because there's a possibility they might come. Hoyle works, if it, If there would have been, if there would have been Adam Tzip over here, so he would be permitted to be kaishus to offer at mitzvah kisi Adam, so that's also hoyu. So that's what he means to say. So if there would have been Yidden, then Avraham Avinu would be permitted to cook. Nebuch, there's no Yidden in the world, so there's no Yidden. But that doesn't that doesn't take away the lumdis of hoyu. Chiddush. She says Al Kaponim, that is the chiddush that the Gemara is telling us. That Avraham Avinu was Mekayim even Erev Tavshilin, that means that the whole lumdus of Erev Tavshilin applied for Avraham Avinu also. Zot the Gemara weiter, Masya ben Shmuel Oimer, the who Oimer hein. So we have here a conversation which is very unclear. Man Omer hein, who's the Behu? Behu Omer hein. Hey, up nei kala mizrach at she bechevrei, bohu aima, hey. Man oma hey. Ilei ma'ach deko ya igra. The one who's standing on the roof said, hey. So hu cholim, bohu mefasha. So he has the cholim and he's saying the pischan of the cholim. That means he asks the kasha, Hey, Ibnay Kala Mizrach Ache Bechevren, he asked the Kashi, Vuhu Aima Hein, like he had a conversation with himself, is it light till Chevren? Yes, it's light. But that's very modern, that he should be asking the Kashi and saying the Teres. Elahach the Koya Ara. No, he's having the conversation, the one who's standing on the ground. Hey, the Teher Ad Mizrach, Vuhu Aima Hein. Also does Menoyoda. Iboy Yisei Mahach the Koya Ara. The hang was said from the one who was Koya Ara. Iboy Yisei Mahach the Koya Igre. The hang was said on the one who was Koya Igre. Iboy Yisei Mahach the Koya Igre. Omar Iyu Heyo Pnei Kola Mizor. The one who was standing. The one who was standing on the roof said, Heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach. Ba'omaloi hach dekoya aro, ache bechevron kol ha-mizrach. I mean, that's relative. But could you see that the ha-ore is still chevron? Ba'omaloi ihu hein, and he said yes. So that means it started off with Heyer kol pnei ha-mizrach. And the one al-karka told them, ache bechevron, ba'omaloi hein. The one that was standing al ha'oretz. Omar ihu heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach. That the one that was standing al ha'oretz asked him, heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach. Va'omar lei, and the one in the roof told him, ad shebechevron, yeah, it's still chevron. Va'omar lei, hein. So let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Omar viu mefasha poiser hacholim klima hu shoyu hu meishiv. Omar ihu ze sha'al agak. Ache bechevroin. So that was at Shailai. That was the one alakak asked him this. Vi boyis eime hai dekoi a'ara. Omar hein, keita. Omar ha de koya are, heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach, v'loshin shayla, yes, then. V'ze oim aloi, yeah, ad she bechevrein heyer, it's still chevrein. V'omar loi, hai de koya are, hen, yeah, kach ani shoyel, that's what I'm really asking. I mean to ask still chevrein. U'matzinu betalmud Yerushalmi, kedei laskil schus oves maskirin chevrein. I wanted to be moira de schus oves. Now let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel, the bottom line. He learns a different shot. The boy is Eimo, hach dekoya aro. Oma hach dekoy beigra, heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach, ache bechevroi. The one that was standing on the roof said this whole sentence. Ba'omalei hach dekoy ba'aro hen? Are you sure? Kloima, bitayma, kloima, habet ura'ei bituv, shaloi tita. Look again. So memela, that's how the, so the hen is beloshin tmiya. Now, let us just go a little further. Rabbeinu Hananel brings down a Yerushalmi. A meiradike Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, ve'eid echad ne'mon. Fregt der Yerushalmi, how were they permitted? Because there's a yid that went up on the roof and said that the Tzeyat Nekol HaMizrach had Chevroin, they went and shechted the Tomit. So he's Neman. And for the Gemara, Shan Yehi Yoche. Shat Yochel Lamoid Olof. You could be Mevareret. Kloima. Kiven sha'ata yochel laver olov adova arshov eine meshaka. So it seems that the Yerushalmi answers that it's a milsa davidi ligluyi, loy meshakri inshi. It's something that can become nisbara. So loy meshakri inshi. So when I first saw this Yerushalmi, I thought it's a mirror de kechidish, Yerushalmi. What's the problem? Eidecha nemen bisurim. So what's the problem? So lochayra, what that is always given, and later I saw, the Chsam Seifer Taker says this, that Bemison, the Yerushalmi held, that this is Eidecha keneged ischazik. Why is it Eidecha keneged ischazik? Because it was ischazik laila, till now. Till now it was laila. The Gemara says in the Isha Rabbi, if an Eidechad will say that the Tevel, that they were mafrish, we knew this was Tevel, and an Eidechad will say that they were mafrish to Tevel. So there, there's a lot of this, because it's Biyodai Eidechad is Neman Keneged Ischazik, but something that is not, that it's not Biyodai, and Eidechad is Neman. The Gemara says by Meis Baila, to say Meis Baila, it's not Biyodai. So the Gemara Tain is, besides Dovah Shebelve, it's Eidechot Keneged Ischazik, and Eidechot Keneged Ischazik is not Remah. So Lemaise, here it was Nischazik Laila, and he's coming saying, it changed, it's always Laila, it's Yoim, it's not Biyoda. It's Eidechot Keneged Ischazik. So we see from this, so the Yerushalmi said there's no Nemonis outside Eidechot, so the Yerushalmi says there's a different Nemonis. It's a monos of Milsabidi Ligluyi Lai Meshakri, not an monos of Eidecha. So we see, Dachsach Meir, a few chidushim. A chidush number one, that even though this is a chazok asuya lishtanix, the chazok asuya lishtanix is also a din of Eidechot keneged ischazik. One chidush. Another chidush we see, I once heard this ha'ore from Ramesh Green soll gesund sein. Then I saw in the Sefer Chazaka Rabbe that has this ha'ore that Bemison is a Magen Avrom. The Magen Avrom wants to say a Meirdik Echidish that there's a difference of Bein Hashmoshes Erev Shabbos and Bein Hashmoshes Meitzoi Shabbos. What is the difference? So he says, the Bein HaShemoshis of Erev Shabbos, so here's a Cheskas Yoim. It was Yoim till now, it was Chol till now. So Memele, so it's Gringer, Bein HaShemoshis is Gringer. You have a Chazoket. Bein HaShemoshis of Meitzoi Shabbos is also a Cheskas Yoim. So there it's a Cheskas Issa, it's a Cheskas Shabbos, so Memele, so it's more Chomer. So the Chazoket Rabbe asks, Amir de Kibot, the Musig of Chazoket is, that, let's say by Meis Baila. So this person has he was a chai. Yekleng Ashaila, did his matzav change? Did he die? Or is he still alive? So the din is, if you don't know if there was a shinei ha-matzav, yishtel in chazok, you say, mistama, the matzav is the same the way it was before. The matzav didn't change. So that this musik passed only if something had a matzav, and you're clearing a shaila, did its matzav change? Did the matzav change? So you say it didn't change. You tell a chazak. But when we're speaking about rigoyim in zman, so vi pastor chazaket.
that means, that let us say like this, that the Shkia is 5 o'clock. So we know till 5 was Yoim. Right? So, but now a new Zman came. This is a new Zman. Now it's 1 minute after 5. 1 minute after 5 never had a Chazakah. There was no Chazakah. This is a new minute. So I don't know, is this minute Yoim, is this minute Laila? So it's a Sofik. We passed Chazakah on this new minute. There's no... Baal HaKaponim, the Magen Avraham does say this, that it's called Eid Echot Keneged Chazokah. And then the Magen Avraham says it's called Cheskes Yoim, Cheskes Laila, Lagabi Yonhoges of Bein HaShmoshes. And HaKaponim from the Yerushalmi, we see it's called Meyed Keneged Chazokah. The Chassam Sofer here asks another Kasha. He asks a Kasha, which is a Meyredike Kasha, Taisvis in Gittin, that Beis Amid Beis, says, what is the Makar that Edecha Neman Bisurim? We learn out from Besafrolo, that an Isha is Neman to say that she was Sefer Shivas Nakiyim. So Memele, so we learn out Edecha Neman Bisurim. So there's Amir de Kemarsho. The Marsho, the Rabasho explains Taisvis that the Emerson, when she says that she was Sefer Shivas Nakiyim, and she titled herself, so Be'emison, she's being made Kineged two inyonim. Number one, she's made Kineged Cheskas Tum. I mean, she was a Tmeya till now, and she's saying, she titled herself, she's Ais Tmeya. So that the Marsha says, that's Biyada, it's Biyada Litvel, so Memela, so she's now. But then she's saying that it was a sphira of Shivas Nakiyim, which is not Biyoda. Who says it's not Biyoda that there should be Nakiyim? The Riyah could be Nimshach. So Taisva says, Eino bechez chazoka sheteiroye kolcho. Who says that there's a chazoka she'll see every day? So Memele, and that what she's saying, that she was safe for Shivas Nakiyim, so she's not saying Keneged Chazokah, because there wasn't a Chazokah that she'll see each day. So if she says that the Nekiyim started today, Zotziyazoy, that's Eidechot Stamazoy. There's no Chazokah that today she should see. Eine b'chazokah sheteiroye kosho. Taine techsam seifer. So also, then, so we see if there's no Chazokah that there should be a Tmidius Nekiriyah, so even though we know there was a Riyah, but on this next Rega, there's no chazoka that will continue to be a riyah, so it's not called Eidechot Keneged Yischazik, even though it's not Biyodo, but it's not Eidechot Keneged Chazoka. So here we also have the same thing. Einei bechazoka, this can be Laila the whole time. I mean, it's never going to change. Again, the horror before of chazoka, suyulishtans, whatever the longest could be, but we see from Nida, it's not called that Eidechot Keneged Yischazik, and here we see that this is called Eidechot Keneged Yischazik. That's what we see from the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is to come onto a lumdis of Milsa Davidi Legluy. V'lama hutzrichu lekach. We heard further that why was it necessary to have such a bir to go up to the roof? Most of them, because once they wanted the impression there was Heir HaMizrach, there was the Lavona. Frag the Gemara umi michlef, could one make such a mistake between the Cham and the Lavona? Vasanya Rebbe Oimer einay doime timur shel Lavona le timur shel Cham. Timur shel levone metama va'oire kemakol. When the levone goes up, it goes out straight. It doesn't spread out. Timur shel chame mapziya lekan lekan. Tone devei Rabbi Shmuel yoim hamu'unan hoyo. That the morning they made a mistake, or the night they made a mistake, it was a cloudy night. And the rays of the levone were unable to pierce the clouds. So Mamela Umaptiya Lakano Lakan. So in any place where there was openings between one cloud and another cloud, so then the rays of the Lavona shine through. So it had a similarity to the Timur Hachama. Let us see what Rashi says. Umi Michlav Timur, Timurach Timur Chama b'Timur Timur Alabona, Timur Shal Chama, Alois Ashachar, Shen Nitka, V'nire Ketomo Zokov, Loshen V'Samros Oshon, Oshem Shezoike V'Oila. Yoim Hamo'une, Hamunan Arikia Kosher Ba'ovim, V'ena Timur Nira Ba'av Arofel, The Alias Alavono does not pierce the clouds. Ela b'mokoyim pizo ha'ovim b'mkoyim esharbe ben ov la'ov. So that is where the rays or the shine of the Lavona go through. So if the Gemara weiter, Omar ha'pope, Shma mino yoimo de'eva, a cloudy day, kulei shimsha. So the sun is all over. What is the Shema Mina? Midakama b'yayim ha-mu'unon nivka b'mekayma yisharbe yayim ed'eiva kulo shimsha filu b'mokim tzeil shachama b'ikas it spreads out b'chol mokim v'eino yoytzeis derech haloin k'neged haloinais k'neged haloinai. That means usually the sun is able to, there's a haloin that the sun shines through. So the rays go through this chaloy. But over here, since it is being blocked by clouds, sha'ovim oimdim b'fonel, v'him mispashetes aleihem, so the oirachamas mispashet over these clouds, u'baykas b'chol pisik shebehem, so it seems the rays of the sun are spread out all over the all over, because since again, there's no chaloin there, so the rays are b'mokim the clouds, and also whenever there's an opening, a chelik of the rays go through. So kula shimsha. L'mayin afkemina l'shtuchei oireis. That's a good day, l'shtuch oireis l'yavesh. That's a good day to dry out oireis, because the sun is all over. Inami l'chdedor ashrove, isha l'isolosh l'ibechamo v'loy bechamechamo. Again, because it's too hard, leisolosh bepesach, because the ise or the mayim would become nischam. Omar Rav Nachman, zuhamo deshimsha koshi mishimsha. Zuhamo deshimsha oisei choyim shal yoyim hamu'unon is more difficult than the shemesh. The V'simonech dono dechalo. Dono dechalo, we have here a receptacle that has vinegar in it. Dono dechalo. Shepio sosum yofe, shelo yeitzei reichoi, v'yachloi, so it is sealed. Sha'ato noikev nekev cotton, you'll make a small hole in this receptacle that's holding vinegar. Yeitzei shom reyach, chozak miyoid. So there, since the heat is concentrated, now you just, since the reyach is concentrated, because there was no place for it to go out, and now you'll puncture a small hole, so a very strong reyach will come out. Kach, yoim ha-mu'una miter shachama mechusa v'choim shaloh kovush, doesn't have a mokim to spread out, nekevis b'koyach derech nekev ha-ovim. So whenever there's a small opening, it is a much stronger koya. Shabriri deshimshe koshu mishimshe. Shabriri deshimshe sanveirim mitageminim shabriri. Type of blindness. Shemesh anekeves pekoyach derech nekev ha'ovim ktanim anoisin einev keneged anekev koshim loy asanveirim yoiser minamestakel b'chamasha ba'abel. Because again, this is a concentration of bright rays. B'simonech dilfa. Koshe delat ayered al ha'odom ishim nichnas kol gufay lamayim. Even though mitzad echod, there's not so much water, but the delat ayered is koshe from a lot of mayim. Hir hurei avere Koshu mei aveir. Besimonech reicho. Reicho de bisra. What does Rashi say? Irurei aveiro taiveis noshim koshim lahakrish es besoroi yoiser migufoi shel maise. It could be the reason is that could be by the aveira alone, so one okoponim has a sipuk of the asiyas and aveira. Irure aveira is a taiva without a sipuk, so it could be that drains the koyach adam much more. A tmidistik a taiva without any sipuk. Reicha de bisra, ameriach boso tzli, kosheloi reyach ma'oid shemis avaloi. That means if a person is exposed to a taiva without any sipuk, it's terrible. The Drosha Saran says a different beer in Hirurei Avere Koshe Me Avere Atzma. The Ran says that you have a person who's doing Averes. So there's a Kashe on him. No, you're doing Averes, but what's your Cheshbon? Where's your Seichel? I mean, you're doing Averes and you're having Anor from the Averes. Eventually you're going to pay for it. What's your Cheshbon? So a person who does Averis, a kochach has a cheshbon. What's his cheshbon? A few cheshbonis. Either Omar Novel believe by Ein Elokim, he's koifer chlal metzias Hashem, or he's koifer an ashgoche, or he's koifer in schar v'oinish. But al kaponim, he says, if a person is doing Averis, there's something behind the asiyas Averis, which is more chomel than the etzem aveira. That means the hero that is allowing him to continue to do the aveira is kosher me aveira. The aveira is an aveira, but the hero is a kfira in the yisaidus hadas. That's how the Droshes Aran says pshat. Shili dekaito, the end of the summer, kosher mikaito. It's more difficult to be soibel than the summer alone. B'simonech tanura shigire. Let us see what Rashi says. Shili dekaita elo shu soifa kayit koshe mikaita koshe choymoi bichoyma kayit shel tamos. Why? Lefishen kvar nischamen kol ha'avir. The mokem is ham, the gufa bries, and the bries also absorb the heat. The choyma kayit sheova olav tomim is memele, so they're very susceptible to heat. Is mischamim u'ato b'choym kalu mazikoy. So mele is like at the brim already of accepting heat, so the even a small amount of heat could now be mazikim. Simonech tanure shegire. Simonech tanure shegire. Tanure shusak biyoim pamayim vesholish. Chamu v'noyach lasikoi be'etzim mu'otim. It's very easy to be masik it now because already it has absorbed a lot of heat. Ishta de sisva. A person gets fever in the winter. Koshe midekaito. So this, the source of the fever, the machle is a greater machle than fever in the summer. Simonech tanure krira. Ishta de sisve, kadacha shayemoisa chayrev, amechamemes esa chayle, biyaduishu koshe mi oid, yoisa mikadacha samabarose bimoisa kaitz. Why? Simonech tanure krire. Tzorch eitzim merube lasiki. You have a cold oven. So memele, you need a lot of eitzim to warm it up. Abze. Sha'avir tzoinon. V'haguf tzoinon. V'acholi mav'iroi. V'yodua shehu choli kosher. So this must be a choli kosher. And one more. Migmer batikte kashe mechadeto. It's more difficult to learn over an old thing than to learn a new thing. Simonach Tino Bar Tine. So Rashi says, Migba Bar Tikta Koshim Echadeta Misha Lomad. V'siach Daitoi V'shochach. He learned, and now he's in the Sikh Daphne, forgot it. Koshe Larzo V'lilmoid Masha Shochach Yoyser Mimasha Loi Lomad. This he never learned, and this he learned once and he forgot it. So it's more difficult. V'simonach Tino Bar Tine Titsha Goyvlam Oysay Mitit Choyma Koysel Yoshon. Something that was once teeth and it dried up. Kosher lagavla yaisel mitit shel ofa chodesh.